Welcome back to the Diecast. I'm your host, Jacob Hall, reporting to you from oneofus.net. And we have a very strange, very special episode of the Diecast for you today. Normally on this show, we discuss modern board games, unique board games, designer board games you do not find at your local store. Today, we're flying in the face of everything we've done before. We are playing Monopoly. Tyler, how do you feel about be playing Monopoly today?
Very odd. I haven't actually played Monopoly in a really long time, and honestly, I'm probably going to lose, so I'm not feeling good about that. But I am feeling good about the cash that's in the middle of the table.
Thank you, Tyler. There is a big pile of cash in the middle of the Monopoly board. Real cash. Whoever wins gets all. $10 each.
All 30 bucks.
That's the only thing that could make this worthwhile.
There you go.
That's Mr. Daniel Kalbacher.
It is. And fuck Monopoly.
You do not like Monopoly.
I'm not a fan of Monopoly.
I love that he just goes out and says, I don't like the game we're playing right now.
Here's the thing about Monopoly for me. It's antiquated. It's not necessarily good. But I think it's a super bad rap. I think the reason it gets a bad rap is because people have built so many house rules and so many fixes that weren't necessary that they have transformed Monopoly into a monster when it's not. And I'm not going to argue it's a great game. I'm not going to argue it's a pinnacle of game design. But I'm going to argue that since today, we'll be playing with the proper rules, no house rules, no bullshit, that we'll get a better game and a more satisfying game. That is the topic I'm throwing down right now. What do you think, Tyler?
Let's do it. I'm excited. I know that I've been playing wrong for the last 20 years.
Yeah, most people have.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see how it changes it. From what I understand, it makes it a faster game, which is always awesome because Monopoly is too fucking long.
Yeah, so give you an idea of the two most commonly misplayed rules. Free parking does nothing. Landing on free parking is a respite. Nothing fucking happens. There's no money in the middle of the board. You get nothing for free parking, goddammit. Number two, when you land on a property, if you can't afford it, it goes up for auction immediately. Most people just roll again and keep moving. If you land on a property, you start going around the circle. You can bid a dollar for it, $2 for it. Monopoly is at its core an auction game, and most people do not play with the auction rules, which is baffling. So, I guess real quickly though, I want to explain. I collect Monopolies. I have a huge stack of them in my closet. I have a fondness for this game and its iconography. And I thought it was appropriate that for this game of the proper Monopoly played for you guys for real cash, we're playing with basic Atlantic City Monopoly. There's Boardwalk. There's Baltic Avenue. We could play with Star Wars. We could play with NFL. We could play with Lord of the Rings. We're going classic. What do you think, Daniel, about classic?
I think classic's fine. I'd really like to go back to how I feel about this game. I really want you to be right, Jacob. I really, really do. Because you told me,
yes,
before we decided to play this game, that it would end up being about an hour. Now, both for my editing of this episode and for me wishing to spend my life in the best way possible, I want this to only be an hour, Jacob. Want this to only be an hour.
Well, here's the name of capitalism. Capitalism waits for no losers?
Is that how that goes?
I don't know. Actually, trivia, as I prep the dice, Monopoly was originally invented to be a criticism of capitalism and of greedy corporations of the 1920s.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like woefully like...
Oh, yes.
The game
was intended as satire, which is super interesting since you don't see a lot of satire in modern board gaming.
Which is interesting because it ended up becoming a giant
money
sinkhole.
So we're gonna play Monopoly, and I'm playing as the top hat. What are you, Tyler?
I'm the thimble.
I'm the race car.
All right, so we're going to have a quick roll off so you get to go first. I'm going to roll. I have a 3.
Tyler's rolling. 6.
Beat that, Daniel bitch.
I'm supposed to say that.
Oh.
2.
Fuck yeah, I go first, motherfuckers.
All right, so roll both those die.
So real quick, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, and this is for the listeners, too, because the real rules are slightly confusing in this one aspect. So if I, for example, land on Illinois Avenue and I decide I don't want to buy it, do you guys have to start the bidding at the price that it says there, or do you start the bidding at $1?
No, we start the bidding at whoever wants to bid.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
That's why the properties should be sold super fast.
So basically, there's going to be less money in this game than there normally is.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a 6. Right. I got doubles, though.
Yep. It means you can go again immediately after this.
Okay, I landed on Oriental Avenue, so I can decide whether I want to buy it for $100 or put it up for auction.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and buy it for $100.
I wonder what's on Oriental Avenue.
Chinatown.
Racist.
Maybe a little bit.
It could be like just wealthy white people.
It's actually a bunch of Italians.
I'm in charge of all the properties. So
yeah, I'd recommend laying them out by color so for quick access.
Yeah. I'll do that on not my turn. All right, so I rolled doubles, so I get to go again.
Oh, and also a very important rule: if you miss somebody landing on your space, fuck you.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah,
too bad. So sad. And if you roll three doubles in a row, you go to jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
So don't roll doubles again.
I'll try not to.
You should roll doubles several more times.
Okay.
He didn't. That's an eight.
I landed on Virginia Avenue.
It's $160.
$160. Yeah, I'll do it. $160.
So early on in the game, Tyler has bought some dilapidated Atlantic City real estate.
They won't be dilapidated for long.
Are you going to build some houses on that, sir?
I'm going to try, unless you fuckers take it away from me first.
The thing about Monopoly is I like to imagine now in the game is we're not just going around a board. We're literally rich guys walking around Atlantic City buying from poor people and developing.
That looks interesting.
And being dicks.
So basically we're gentrifying.
I was about to say, we are the people ruining Austin right now.
Yeah.
We are the people with the top hats and the monocles.
And the thimbles.
Oh, Daniel has landed on community chest. He needs to draw a community chest card.
Which he... Okay. Yep. Which are blue.
Yes.
Okay, so it just resolves immediately, correct?
Yes.
Cool. It's my birthday. Collect $10 from every player.
What the fuck?
Fuck.
I'm not going to celebrate your fucking birthday.
Does this discard or does it...
Discard. And you roll doubles, so you get to go again.
After I collect my $10.
$20 total. But does he
don't correct me. I just got $10 from you.
But does he have two properties?
That was seven. Could you move me, Tyler? Thank you.
Oh, that's Connecticut Avenue, Connecticut 120. Avenue. That's important for Daniel to buy because...
I have Oriental.
Yeah, this is also another light blue territory. If Daniel buys it, he blocks Tyler from being able to build.
Hey, guess what I'm going to do?
Buy it so he blocks me. Fuck you.
There's more left.
Take your property.
Remember, at any point, if you need to owe another player money, you can and you've mortgaged things already, you can give them a mortgaged property in exchange.
In exchange.
Yeah.
Does the value matter, or is it just any exchange?
Value doesn't matter. For example, okay. If you have three mortgage properties but owe Daniel $5, you can say, give me all three.
Give me all three, okay.
It's a game of wheeling and dealing. The thing is about this game is that as antiquated as it is, I think with the right people it can be fun because you are wheeling and dealing and making deals and ripping people off.
How does the game actually end then?
Whoever's left with the most money. Whoever gets bankrupt first is out of the game. Oh, that's a 10 for me. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And
just
I land on.
Are you
no,
in
I'm
Charles?
In St. Charles' St. place. Charles. I know I'm a fan of St. Charles. I like his music.
Yep, and so you
I'm
guys going are to, fucking me over. Assholes.
So I'm going to go ahead and buy me some St. Charles place.
So far, we all have all started rolling doubles, just so you know. That does not bode well.
Oh, that miscount? Oh, I'm just visiting. Okay.
Jacob is just visiting in jail.
This is exciting stuff, guys. I'm re-rolling from just visiting. All right, well, movie five, please. It's Pennsylvania Railroad.
Oh, the railroads.
I'm going to become a railroad baron, guys.
The infamous railroads. Which one is it?
That is Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania Railroad.
Daniel, you look very displeased.
I think Daniel was going to go for the railroad.
I was just trying to figure out, so are the railroads each a barony? Is that how you become a railroad baron?
Yes. Yes.
I'm not following.
Yes.
Cool. My turn. Thimble's turn. Thimble rolls an 11.
That's two ones next to each other. Shit, second railroad.
Yeah, I gotta keep you from getting the railroads.
Dick.
Well, this might fuck me over soon. I'm being a little...
Oh, getting low on money?
Yeah,
Mr. Moneybags.
A little loose with my money here. Give me 300 back, please. Am I B&O? I got B.O. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you have a funny railroad. You have the funny one.
I have the goofy one.
You have the one that stands for body odor.
Yeah. Which?
Oh, look at that. Daniel has landed on Pennsylvania Railroad.
Oh, shit. We have our first payment. True.
First payment. The ride to the Pennsylvania Railroad, I'm extorting $25 from you.
I don't like being extorted.
Our first payment has happened, and it is because of Pennsylvania Railroad.
I have
apparently, now, Daniel really wanted to go to Pennsylvania. Is that what that means?
Railroad runs, it's out of Pennsylvania.
So he wanted to get out of
the
Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Railroad Company owns that line.
I don't know. I'm not an expert in 1920s Atlantic City.
There you go. So I'm going to say that you're going to Pennsylvania.
Okay. Right.
I'm going to roll these dice. You guys ready for this?
To shoot some coppas, because we're in Boardwalk Empire.
Are we?
So you pay the coppas off.
Oh, that's right. You don't shoot them.
You don't shoot them. It's very dangerous. It's very bad. Can you move me 10, please?
Ha-ha! Fuck yeah! Give me that 25 you just got from him.
I just landed on B&L Railroad. So I don't know why I'm picking this railroad, but I just lost the money I just gained.
And I have now gained money
from
both of them.
It's the railroad from that caters to your certain condition.
Yeah. Jacob smells really bad right now.
Oh, thank you, guys. I really appreciate your kindness.
Hey, you said this was ruthless. All right.
Capitalism.
Thimble's turn.
I'm a capitalist. I believe in money.
Three.
Money does solve all of our problems.
Waterworks. Do I want Waterworks? What's the deal with Waterworks? Okay. So Waterworks is interesting because it deals with the amount that's on the die with the rent. So if you own one utility, so if I decide to buy Waterworks for $150 right now, whatever somebody uses to land on it, whether it's a 5 or a 6 or whatever, it's 4 times whatever it is on the dice.
Buy that shit.
So I think it's an interesting situation. And I'm gonna buy it, I think.
Also, it's proof of how hilariously unfair this game is. You roll a 10 and land on it, you suddenly owe $50 or however much it was.
Whatever the original amount.
An amount of money.
A certain amount of money. So I'm paying $150. So far I own a railroad. I own the water. I'm now owning the water in the boardwalk.
Water and transportation.
Then, I know.
Virginia Avenue and Oriental Avenue.
The dice aspect of the game, I know it turns people off, but there are times where it is like being in the hands of fate.
Yeah, and I think in this game it kind of works too, because you are kind of taking a chance on you're taking a chance on real estate, you know.
Yeah.
And that kind of fits, you know. You're converting me into a believer. Atlantic Avenue.
Anyone own?
Nobody owns Atlantic
Nobody
Avenue.
Owns Atlantic Avenue.
Hey, guess what I'm going to buy?
He's going to buy Atlantic Avenue.
Are you going to spend all $260 on Atlantic Avenue? Or are you going to put it up for auction, try to win it the old-fashioned American way?
I'm kind of curious about this auction.
We haven't utilized it yet.
So how much is it to buy Atlantic Avenue right now?
$260
flat out. Unless you put it up for auction, in which case any of us could buy it.
I feel like everyone kind of has enough money to drive that up right now.
Yeah, and it could be just to screw
I'm
you over.
I'm probably going to get the better deal if I just go ahead and pay the 260.
I think you should pay the 260.
You should pay the 260.
I'm going to pay the 260.
Good, because that's less money you have later on.
See, my plan is to win. I don't know about you guys.
No, I'd like not to win this game. I don't want that $30 in the middle of the board there.
That's if I win, that's going into my Star Wars Armada fund.
If I win, I'm going
to
buy you guys dinner.
I kind of want you to win. What? No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
He's going to buy us dinner.
If I win the $30, I'm going to have dinner and drinks.
Wait, this is a trick. He wants us to... He's gonna say that, and then when he wins, he's not going to buy us dinner.
I'll take you guys out for tacos and margaritas.
I mean, I like those
things.
Do you
believe him?
I believe that he could possibly do
Marvin
that.
Fucking Gardens.
Ah, dicks.
dicks.
Are you going to buy Marvin Gardens?
Why would I not buy Marvin Gardens?
That's true.
He's my favorite
Marvin
jazz
Gardens.
Player.
All right.
I'm going to buy his club, and I'll be like, hey, Marvin, hear this sound from the 80s. That's Chuck Berry.
Your cousin? Marvin Berry?
Back to the Future humor.
Back to the Future.
I'm aware.
Amazing.
Back to the Future is a motion picture released in 1985.
Did I tell you guys I signed up for this loot crate thing? This just reminded me of the first
time. I canceled after 2 months.
Did you really? Is it crap?
The dog shit in every box.
I'm going to try this first
like
month.
Actual
and then I'll
dog shit in every box.
I hate to speak ill of a company that's like, it's a cool idea. They send you free geeky shit every month.
It's like random stuff.
Half of the stuff is a T-Fury-esque t-shirt.
Well, which I don't care about the shirt.
Yeah, really. And the other half is like knickknacks.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'm going to try it for 2 months, and I'll let you guys know.
If they sent me Monopolies, that'd be a different thing.
Well, then it would just be Monopoly Loot Crate.
Tyler, I want you to roll a 2, okay? Is it the go to jail space is 2 from you.
Tyler, I want you to go backwards 2 spaces.
2! Tyler has rolled a 2, and Tyler is now in jail.
I'm now in jail.
The cop.
So what do I have to do to get out? I have to roll doubles, or I have to pay a certain amount of money?
To get out of jail, I'm consulting this.
I'm pretty sure I can roll doubles, though.
You have 3 options. Pay $50 and move as normal on your next turn. Use get out of jail free card. Or roll, and if you roll double, you're out for free.
So do I... Can I pay the $50 now to get out of jail, nope. Or do I have to wait until my turn? Fuck!
I'm so happy.
That is dog shit.
I'm so happy. I feel so pretty. And the best part is you didn't pass go. Daniel is buying $200 for the short line railroad.
Absolutely buying that railroad, yes.
Railroad is now split across 3 different companies.
And while in jail, I don't collect any of my money if you guys.
Oh, no, you collect it. You collect it.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Okay.
You're in jail. You're not dead.
Okay.
Yeah, you can run your empire from jail. Yeah.
That's true.
Ask any criminal.
But everyone knows that thimbles are a nice target for the bad guys in jail. You know, they
thimble is coming to get you all.
Well, it's, I mean, you can put things in it.
You can hide things.
Lint.
And I have passed go, so I collect my $200.
You've landed on go, but you still get the $200.
Yeah, because we could say take it literally, but come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, it works. It works.
All right, Tyler Major, it's your turn.
I got to fucking pay $50, and then I skipped my turn.
No, you can go immediately.
Can go immediately?
Another house rule people think exists. It doesn't exist.
Oh, you now go immediately. See, I'm learning things all the time. All right. Let's see what I can get now. But then I get... Fuck. This sucks.
You rolled a 7.
I rolled a 7.
Where's that taking you? Community chest.
I get to draw a card. And it resolves immediately.
Yes.
I inherit $100.
From
with
who?
A thumbs up. It
from
doesn't
who?
Say. Oh, I'm going to say my aunt who owned Connecticut Avenue, which allowed... She died, and that allowed Daniel to come in and get it. But I inherited the last $100 that she had.
Right. Daniel has land on Reading Railroad, which is unowned.
Daniel's going to buy that railroad.
Daniel now owns all railroads.
Daniel now owns
2 railroads.
And his rent is now increased by double.
Oh, just give me $200 back. That'll be your...
Yeah.
Daniel Pasco, you would normally gain $200, but he had to just buy a railroad for $200, so he gets to keep the money.
That worked. I like that.
That works out perfectly fine.
All right, Jacob's turn.
All right, it's now my turn to march across Atlantic City and
top
win.
Top hat's turn.
Top hat. As they say in Switzerland, top hats win the game of thrones.
That doesn't make any sense. 10. Oh, I think you're...
I'm just visiting jail
just
again.
Just visiting jail.
That's bullshit.
You were going to try to visit me, and then you realized I was out of jail.
I was going to visit you to laugh at you.
But I'm out, so it's fine, and I just inherited $100.
I know, because you murdered my uncle, and I don't think I'll have to kill you.
And I'm 5 steps away.
You befriended my uncle, and then you killed him.
I rolled a 7.
Illinois
owned? Illinois. Actually, none of the Reds are owned right now.
You should buy it.
$240.
Communist.
I think I will buy it.
Pinko liberal. You don't believe in capitalism. You only believe in sharing and being nice to each other.
Alright, here's $240. I will take my... Which one is it? Illinois?
Well, you're well not it, Tyler. You should know.
Illinois. I can't see very well.
Look at the fucking board, man. Look at the board.
Oh, that's a business card, not my actual title deed. All right, it is now Daniel's turn.
Daniel's turn.
Hey, it's my turn.
Race car's turn.
Hey, Daniel, have him a Monopoly. Are you feeling good about it?
Something, 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 the virtue of selfishness.
You guys
something,
haven't
something,
done
something,
shit
something,
in a while.
Objectivism.
Yeah.
Daniel is now also just visiting. He also thought I was still in jail, but I'm not.
Move me 6, please. Is St. James's place currently owned?
It is not.
I think I would like a religious place to call my own.
All right, so you're going to buy the chapel.
I am indeed. Let me go ahead and do this. All right, go take a turn, Tyler.
All right.
Look at this. I am I'm racking up properties forward. Like Disney. Huh?
That'll work.
Huh?
Six.
Doubles.
Tyler's in jail again! Tyler is in jail again! This is the best day of my life! I've watched
fucking ridiculous.
In jail twice.
I hate Monopoly.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
You know, my opinion of Monopoly is turning around right now with the amount of times Tyler's been in jail.
This is horseshit.
I imagine your jail is full of lots of screaming.
Daniel rolled an 8. I hope he dies.
Shit. Tennessee See? Avenue.
Unbought.
$180. $80, huh?
The trick is to buy property. That's the trick of winning Monopoly.
That's how you win.
Holy
that's
shit.
How you win Monopoly.
You've changed my opinion entirely.
See, what you use, you
it turns
use,
out I never knew how to play this game.
You use your money to buy services and goods. Usually those services and goods are owned by other players.
All right, Daniel.
For those of you,
here's Tennessee yeah. Avenue.
For those of you at home, I'm the banker, which means I got the shittiest job in the entire game.
Yep, because I chose properties. I like properties.
Because I was polite and nice to you.
Whatever.
As the main host of the diecast,
whatever.
I take on all the shit. I devour your shit. Unless you shit on me and open my mouth.
I don't understand why even rolling doubles is an option, because unless you have zero... No, it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, because Daniel just went.
I did just go.
Can you move me 11, please?
Because rolling doubles is, like, really hard... And you could just be... Unless you had zero money. And I could see... I mean, that. I guess that's the reason why you would do it. Oh. All right.
I would like to buy... Venton Avenue?
Ventnor.
Ventnor
Avenue. Ventilator Avenue.
Is that our original one?
I think so.
Really? I always thought that was, like, Vermont. Wasn't that Vermont at some point?
I don't know. We can Google that later. This is a supposed classic board, and that has all the original properties. Supposedly.
Weird. All right.
The bad news is I'm running out of money. The good news is I have lots of property.
All right. I'm paying $50 to get the fuck out of jail.
Tyler gets out of jail.
Give me 50 back, please.
Tyler's getting out of jail. Tyler gets out of jail so he can go buy more stuff. Tyler's getting out of jail.
Or so I can go back to fucking jail.
God, Tyler, please get in jail again. That'd be so great.
That would be great.
States Avenue is not owned right now.
States Avenue.
That where Nucky Thompson lives. That
way, Nucky Thompson.
That's where Nucky Thompson keeps his properties. Where he keeps the booze. Hides it from Michael Shannon.
All right, I'm gonna gamble and buy it. I don't know why I'm doing this. Actually, no, I'm not going to. I am going to put it up for auction.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
I'm gonna put it up for auction. First auction of the day.
All right, so this is State Avenue.
Yeah, this is State Avenue.
You can start our auction off, then Tyler. What do you bid?
I'll start it off at $1.
I'll bid $5.
I'll bid $8.
I will bid $50.
I'll bid $100.
I'll bid $101.
I'll bid $140. Anything beyond that is beyond the asking price of the property.
I'll bid $141.
I'll bid
$150. This is such a good idea. I'm so glad I did this.
Cool, yeah.
150. Okay. Give it to me.
All right.
I have claim State Avenue.
Wait, do you also have... Okay, good. You don't have another purple one.
I've had great luck with purple properties in the past, guys.
Who has the other... Oh, I have the other pink one. Shit, I should have taken it! God damn it!
You fool!
You're an idiot!
I was not paying attention.
It was so great. That's what I was wondering what the hell you were doing.
I don't know what I was doing.
Oh, man, that was beautiful.
God, that was a huge brain fart.
And then it's your turn to...
Hey, it's my turn.
It's your turn to be the crushing hammer of diplomacy. I'm sorry, capitalism.
Dan rolled a 9.
What's that? Did you slam on Ventnor Avenue?
I did.
Do you owe me $22 right now, Daniel?
Apparently I do.
$22 for passing through my turf? You don't pass through my turf without paying me my $22.
$22.
Look at that. What you don't see right now, listen at home, I'm stroking Daniel's money against my beard. Stroking. Absorbing all the pheromones.
It's as disgusting as it sounds.
Yeah, it's,
I don't want that money. Make sure that it gets thrown away or burnt afterwards.
11. 11. 1, 2,
if
three,
you don't think
four,
Jacob
five.
Hasn't already, like, bathed in all of this Monopoly
luxury
money.
Tax! Fuck you, Jacob!
Yep. I landed on luxury tax. This means I owe the bank $100.
Not the middle of the board.
No. Middle of the board rules are all made up. They don't actually exist. Do not believe them. So I've lost a big chunk of what I have left. Thank you, game. I don't like you anymore.
All right. my turn.
Is it? Is it your turn?
Yes.
Okay.
Thimble's next.
It's his
Thimble's
turn.
About to roll.
Jail.
Thimble made jail. Such a bad jail. Decision
jail.
Last turn.
Jail. Jail.
Thimble is
jail.
Very disappointed
jail.
In himself.
Jail. Jail. Jail.
Six.
New York Avenue.
It's the last
it's
orange.
Last orange. You better keep it out of Maya or Daniel's hands.
Yeah.
Play smart.
Should. Yeah.
Play like
should.
A real beast.
All right. I'm going to buy New York Avenue.
For $200?
$200.
New York.
New York.
New York.
They packed my car on the Harvard Yards
the
Dartmouth game.
I have the most
game.
Properties out of everybody.
That is Boston, yes.
I believe, yes. I have the most properties right now out of everybody.
Boston.
Nobody, I don't think anybody currently owns two of the same color. No, you fucking do. How did you do that?
Because I'm very smart.
God damn it.
He rolled the numbers and he landed on those.
Boston. Australian for beer. That's,
oh my God.
That's what I'm yeah. saying right now.
You're very stupid.
North Carolina Avenue is unowned.
It is open.
$300, open though.
300 big ones.
Can you afford $300?
Auction.
Auction.
Up for auction, huh?
How much are you bidding?
$1.
$50.
$51.
$55.
$70.
$71.
$100.
$200.
$201.
I'm going to point out this is a $300 property. We're at $201 right now.
$255.
$271.
$290. This auctioning is not working.
$299.
$300. We are idiots. And one. You want to bid $301?
I'll bid $302.
I'm out of this shit because you guys are stupid.
303.
305.
Daniel's now paying more than what he would have if he had just paid $300. Good job, Jacob.
Well,
was
I've
it 305?
I said 305.
Make him pay for it. He's almost out of money. Make him
it's
pay for
yours,
it.
It's yours, 306.
God damn it. He's going to run out of money.
No, Daniel's going to run out of money.
That's true.
Daniel's doing all right.
Is he? Is Daniel yeah. really doing all right?
How much did you end up paying for?
$306
for a $300 property. That is what you call a net loss.
Until you land on it.
Until somebody lands on it. But you're hoping somebody lands on it.
Actually works out for me.
Yeah, you have some ones coming. Give me
so,
one second.
Daniel
should,
and I now
give
have,
me that property tag.
I just gave it to you.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Here's the rest of your money, good sir. Hope you enjoyed trying to save money and failing. All right.
By the way, I still have not gone past go yet.
No, hope you go to jail again. I hope you never pass go.
Jail. Jail.
Six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Income tax.
So
fuck you.
I'm just not going to collect my go. Collect my go money.
So Jacob passed go, but then he landed on income tax, so yeah. He's just going to not collect
my money.
I'm just
not collecting my money. That's really, really a shitty game. This game is racist against Jacobs. I'm not
yeah.
sure if you've noticed.
Specific Jacobs, huh?
Yeah, just Jacobs.
Three. Chance card.
All right, read that bad boy out loud. Tell us what happens.
Chance.
Jail.
Advance
jail.
To St. Charles
jail.
Place. If you pass go, collect $200.
Yes.
Whoa. Is St. Charles Place owned?
No, it is not, and I will
whoa.
Buy that shit.
You want,
how
much
is that?
Give
shit.
Give me, it's 140, so give me 60 back.
Alrighty.
So I pulled a chance card that allowed me to go all the way around the board, back to basically where I was, and own a second pink property.
So, such a communist.
Pinko. Alrighty. Your guys' turn. That was a good turn for me.
That's an excellent
really
turn,
happy.
Color major.
Seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's been on Boardwalk. $400.
Oh, shit. But I don't know if he has $400 left. Or if he does, it's going to clean him out. So
does anyone actually have $400 left?
I do.
Well, it's going to go up for auction.
Okay, so Boardwalk, the most expensive property on the board, is going up for auction. So Daniel has to start that auction off.
With a dollar.
50.
100.
101.
200.
300.
320.
350.
351.
I'm out.
351. It's yours.
Cool.
Not worth it.
Yep.
Daniel's now close to being broke, and no one ever lands in Dark Blues.
Yeah.
I can taste victory already.
I think Daniel's going to have nothing but singles and a five left.
Do you know what victory tastes like?
This.
No, literally, victory tastes like. It tastes like a little bit of honey on top of, like, some pretty decent meat, but it's, like, just enough of a rose scent coming in from the sides.
So you're saying, like, a pig that was raised in a rose garden and then slaughtered and then turned into honey-roasted ham.
Yes. Victory tastes like that.
There we go. Honey-roasted rose garden ham.
What does victory taste like to you, Daniel?
Boardwalk?
Oh, wait. You wouldn't know. All right, movie six, please.
Says the man who's lost every X-Wing game we've ever played.
I have just visited
jail three times in a row. That blows.
Well, your mom is in jail. I mean...
My mom's a saint.
Who also happens to be
seven. Do I owe somebody money?
You do. You owe me money.
Tennessee Avenue, how much?
14.
All right, Daniel's getting some of that money back.
Well, that's the first time someone's landed on anything.
Will you give me a one?
I will.
What? I'm looking forward to Daniel losing this game, guys.
I am too. I will gladly pay that $15 or $14 or whatever I just paid to watch him lose. Is there a way that you can trade? So the only way you can trade properties is if you're out of money and you can...
Yeah, you can only trade money if they're mortgaged and you're out of money.
Gotcha. Eight.
200.
Chance.
Ooh.
Oh, I've been elected chairman of the board. Pay each player $50.
Yes!
That doesn't make any sense. You can break that up.
I smell the sweet, sweet smell of honey ham.
Grown in a rose garden.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know the best part of that was? That Daniel gave us money.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy. We should form an alliance. A magnate
form
alliance.
Form an alliance.
A real estate magnate alliance.
I'll support you in Baltic Avenue if you support me.
we will together be known as the Major Hall Corporation.
Major Hall.
That's pretty good.
If you went to military, you'd be Major Major.
I know. Well, I know this. I've been called Major Major before.
Oh my god, so good.
I know.
Why didn't you join the army?
Because it's stupid.
Move me 10, please. I think I'm on free parking.
So unpatriotic, Pinko.
I'm doing nothing this round of the board.
You're useless, Jacob. Yeah. Never mind. I don't want to build a corporation.
You don't do anything. You don't pull your own weight at all.
Roll your dice, shithead.
Seven. Oh, sorry. Fuck.
How much?
You own two, so I owe you $50. No, wait. That's mine. Never mind.
For the record, you lend us own railroad.
He I'm owes himself, like...
See, we have deep discussions before each recording saying, please narrate what you're doing on the board at all times for the people at home. And Tyler just failed to do that.
Well, and I failed to actually pay attention to the game. Eight.
Eight, please.
Oh, that's my railroad.
There we go.
Pennsylvania
Railroad.
Daniel owes me $25 for riding my rail.
For riding... That is ridiculous.
I'll take it in
cash. Also kind of hot.
Yeah, I'll ride another day. Ride my rail anytime. That sweet supple butt.
Oh shit! I've got or I keep forgetting.
I've heard that. I've heard that actually.
That you have a supple butt.
Before I've heard that.
Could you move me nine, please? Should be
Marvin Gardens, which is his own.
Which I own, so I'm perfectly safe, happy, and fine.
He's
still doing nothing.
Who owns the other yellow property? Daniel does.
Daniel does.
Okay.
Five. Wait a minute.
Tyler's in jail!
Tyler's
in jail!
That is the third goddamn time that I've gotten into jail.
Tyler's in jail!
This game is against me.
This is the best day of my life. I've never seen a better thing happen to anybody.
100 people, 100... No, wait. Oh, you're going back to New York.
I go back
okay.
three spaces.
So wait, you gotta pay your rent though, right?
Yeah, is
16
that you?
$16.
Daniel, once again, you failed to narrate your actions. Daniel drew a chance card, which only go back three spaces, which then means he owes Tyler money.
We were talking about jail.
Jail's a terrible place.
Filled with miscreants.
And bad capitalists.
People who don't believe in it.
All right.
I'm not swayed by the almighty dollar.
I'm rolling these dice,
only
guys.
Only by power.
Are you guys ready for this?
By the thimble power.
It's 10. 1.
Orbok.
Damn it. How much do I owe you?
$50.
After all my talk.
All right, and that then was beautiful. You get to roll again,
and,
Jacob.
Yeah, I do
get to
roll fantastic. Again.
So passing go. 1, 2, 3. You want $200.
And a community
and
chest.
And a community chest card. See what it says for me to do. From sale of stock, you get $50.
Just from the bank?
From the bank.
Oh, okay, well, that was a little anticlimactic.
No, it is great for me because I just lost $50.
I'm going to pay $50 again to get out of fucking jail.
You can try rolling your dice and save
your
money.
No, because that's bullshit. I have $50 right here. That doesn't make any sense. I'm going to fix the problem immediately. 8.
8.
Fuck!
Tennessee
hey,
Avenue.
You owe me $14.
I've had to pay Tennessee Avenue. Okay, give me a dollar back, please. God damn it. I think so far, Daniel has made the most rent out of all of us.
But I...
Marginally.
Well, I mean, yeah, by dollars. And I have bigger plans anyway. Daniel, it's your turn.
It is my turn.
It is your turn. Roll them dice. Roll them bones.
Hell yeah. Just landed on Illinois. Just landed on Illinois, which is owned by me. $20, please.
Come on,
fill
the Illinois.
Ooh, I don't know if I can.
Girls rock your boys. They got money. They got cash.
Break that up.
Into what?
2 20s and a 10. Give me a 20 and give him 30. Please. Please and thank you.
Hey, Tyler.
What?
When I say mono, you say?
Ginobili.
We'll say poly. When I say mono, you say?
You didn't get $30, you got $20.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Honest mistake.
Uh-huh.
I almost stole money.
Capitalist.
From a communist.
All right, guys, together
I'm infiltrating
there.
This board.
Together now. When I say mono, you say?
Ginobili.
God damn it. All right.
Jacob rolled a 5.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Chance.
I got a chance card. Okay, let's see. Go to jail.
Fuck yes.
Go directly to jail.
Jacob,
do not pass go.
Jacob has not done a goddamn thing in like 6 turns.
It's true.
I love it.
It is actually true, yes.
It is now Tyler's turn. Thimble's turn.
8. Where are you going, man? Where are you going? Oh,
hey, you owe me $22.
I owe you $22. Oh, Daniel's $22.
22 big ones, as they say in the slammer.
Do they? Do they actually say that?
Yeah.
I guess you would know.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Oh, I checked the rulebook, guys. You are allowed to trade properties.
You owe me $26.
God damn it.
I owe Jacob.
Oh, fuck you. All right.
I checked the rulebook. You are allowed to get rid of properties you owned to other players as long as you're unimproved. You have to sell all hotels and houses on the first, but you are allowed to do that.
Gotcha. So I rolled a 6 and landed on Daniel's North Carolina Avenue, which is the only green that's actually owned in that whole fucking block, and I owed him money. You know, he's making change because all he has is ones and singles because he's a useless sack of shit.
Daniel, think about
this
Daniel.
Got personal.
Daniel has a lot of property, but it's pretty poor.
Yeah, it is poor property.
I meant poor money-wise. I think it could turn around for him.
That's true. You could turn it around. Wait, so you can only build houses if you own
all three colors?
Colors,
yep.
What? This game's going to take for fucking ever.
Well, I just checked the rule book, and it says you can buy and trade properties. So
it's your turn. That would be the only way that it would make it would go slower or faster, rather. 9.
Community chest.
Hey, I landed a community chest.
What did it say?
Yeah,
I am assessed for street repairs. $40 per house, $115 per hotel,
of which
I have none.
So you, it was an absolutely worthless turn.
Hey, Daniel, I will give you Pennsylvania Railroad and $50 in exchange for your yellow property.
I would not do that.
I would not do that either.
Because right. then he can start building houses, and you can't build anything yeah, exactly. on your railroads.
Railroads are fucking powerful.
They are, but you can't build anything yeah. on them.
$100 in a railroad.
That might be worth it, but...
You're getting closer. You're definitely getting closer.
Well, I'm paying my 50 to get out of jail.
Hey, Jacob.
Yes.
I will give you $200 and my railroad for that last pink property.
No.
Okay. It was worth a shot.
Worth a shot. It could be a good deal in the future.
Fuck. Listen to me right now. I'm not interested in the future. I'm
right, so what is it again?
Right now.
What is it again?
$200
uh-huh.
and the B&O Railroad.
Toss in your orange property into
the deal.
Okay.
Too much. Not for one property.
Move me 11, please.
Did you pay $50 to get out?
Yes. Is that
Kentucky owned? Is available. How much? 220.
220? I'm going to buy that shit.
All right. Jacob's buying Kentucky.
You know what my favorite thing about Monopoly is?
What's that?
It's educational. I have learned that all these states are in Atlantic City.
Oh my god. Are you going to give me that money? Because you can.
No.
Damn.
Why would I give you the money out of the bank?
I would try.
Are you some kind of crook, Tyler Major? Some kind of swindler?
I have been to jail 3 times so far.
I wouldn't do business with you with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't buy a soda pop for me and mama.
Six.
I don't know what that means.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Dick sauce.
You land on luxury tax, which means he has to randomly give away $100.
No, put it in the bank.
For no apparent reason.
Put it in the bank. All right. Four.
Oh, God, balls,
oh,
damn it.
Oh, shit. Jacob just, Daniel's, I don't think he can afford it, though. I don't think he can afford Park Place.
Park Place is second Dark Blue property. If Daniel owns it, he will own it.
Otherwise, it has
Dark
to go
Blue.
Up for auction, though.
Yeah. I will outbid that motherfucker.
All right, so it goes $1.
$200.
$350. It's all yours, Tyler.
Wait, $351.
Oh. $352.
It's yours.
Okay.
So he's bought a 350 property for $352 to keep Daniel from getting it.
Yep, that's a good investment.
It is a good investment, I agree.
And I'm about to pass go, so
you will.
I don't feel so bad. Although I am fucking dirt poor right now. Luckily, there's no way on earth I can land on Boardwalk immediately.
I also enjoy fucking the dirt poor. It's not my turn, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Daniel landed on it.
Yeah.
So I now own Park Place.
Could you move me 6, please, Daniel? And I own Van Dorn Avenue, so I'm just going to do my what?
Not do shit again.
Yeah. Look, as long as I'm losing money.
That's true. I rolled a 10.
Vermont Avenue.
That's Vermont. Okay. I don't know what I was thinking
that's
that was.
That's actually available, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is available. And
yeah, a lot of the early stuff
is
still bought.
I will buy it.
It's crazy how like few of the early things are bought.
Yeah, none of the early stuff is actually bought yet. All right. And it is your turn, Daniel.
Cool.
When I say mono, you
two.
Say...
I'll just land on Boardwalk and
roll again.
Go again, though, because you rolled doubles.
Tyler, when I say mono, you say...
Ginobili.
God damn
it.
We've
already gone through this.
6.
So who owes reading?
Oh, that's me.
Oh, so you still don't do anything.
I still don't do anything.
You should $200.
You did gain $200, though, so that's good.
All right. This is the turn where it all changes, guys.
All right.
Hey,
you can actually do something. What? Park Place?
I have a thing that you want.
Yeah, and I also have a thing that you want, but you need Park Place more than I need that thing.
Well, it's my turn. Daniel, how much do you want for your yellow property? Give you a number here so we can negotiate.
I will give you B&O Railroad.
It's not your turn. Shut up.
I'm listening to all offers. You can still listen. I'll give you New York and Park Place for Connecticut and... You don't really have anything else.
Oh,
that
you
I
can't
want
actually
see.
You can't actually trade in your turn yet. So I'm gonna take.
Oh,
give
I
you
can't.
An offer.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize.
So
that.
I'm gonna give you $200 in Pennsylvania Railroad in exchange for your yellow property. I see the gears are turning.
Wait. All right. Are we deciding that it's my turn right now, or it's your?
It's my turn. Out the dice.
Oh. Okay. Very good.
What do you think?
I'm thinking a thing. All right, hey, Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
Say this deal goes down. We still have something we can go potentially along with for
as long as you don't give up your light blue. Actually, if you can get states out of him and then offer up, maybe I might want states instead.
What state? Oh, the pink one.
Yeah, if you can get him to get you
I feel you like he's going to Jacob hold that one for right now.
I don't know. He really wants that yellow.
He does.
And that's the only thing he can get right now that's actually worthwhile. Cuz he's not going to get the two railroads off of you. And he's not going to get any of this shit off of me.
So, yeah, you want the yellow.
I can't wait to get two monopolies. He's not going to get blue and yellows here. So.
But then he's just not going to get yellow. And that's not
well,
bad
what
for
do
you.
Care, what do you care more about right now? Blue or pink?
Pink right now because you're about to go through pink. But blue... where are you on the board right now? Okay. So blue wouldn't be bad either because Jacob's about to go buy mine.
Sure.
But specifically... pink would make more sense to me because you're about to go through it. So me having three on there makes more sense. Although I don't have a whole lot of money right now, so I can't really buy houses.
250 and the railroad, Daniel.
250 and the railroad.
Yes,
I will say you don't necessarily have to give me states, but you having states is only going to benefit you in the future. I will say that. Because now you have something that I want, and you're keeping it from
Don't listen to his lie. He's in prison all the time.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is he really wants the yellow. He's probably going to give you whatever you want. Otherwise, he doesn't get a third yellow, and it doesn't matter.
150, railroad, and states.
No, you're going to give states away to Tyler. I can't deal with that.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Because then I have two things he wants.
Yeah, and then you'll... I can't let it fall in Tyler's hands. I can't let that happen. I'm cool with Tyler having one monopoly. You can't have two monopolies.
Sure.
300 and the railroad.
300 and the railroad. I think I have to go with that.
Hey, do whatever you want, man. I'm just saying, keeping states is only going to benefit you in the future.
Oh, I know. I just don't think he's going to give it to me right now.
No.
Because he's afraid of you.
Yeah, exactly. So, here we go. $300 and the Pennsylvania Railroad for Daniel. And I now have all of the yellows.
And no money.
I have some. I'm about to pass go soon. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Give me a community chest, please. My card says... It says vagina.
Get out of jail.
It's actually
a
jail-free card. But
please
bar,
take a picture of that
The
card.
Bars are... Oh, my phone's dead. So you guys need a picture of this vagina bars. But the bars are bent in a very vaginal way, and I can't begin to describe how vaginal they look. So look in the show notes, so they'll be there. Cool. I'll be able to get out of jail free in the future. And I rolled double, so you have to go again. All right, let's bypass Boardwalk, please.
I think the game's about to get really fast.
Oh, Shortline. Really fast. Who owns Shortline?
Oh, that's me.
That's,
you
oh,
know,
and
$100.
$100.
God damn it.
Oh, shit. He might actually have to mortgage something.
My railroad plan
okay.
is immediately backfiring.
All right.
That was another double.
And
so
he gets
to
roll again. One more double, and he goes directly to jail, and then he has to use his get out of jail for a card. Yes. And he goes, and you have to go to Park Place first.
No,
though, right?
I go straight to jail.
You go straight to jail,
straight
if, you
to
roll,
jail.
If you roll three doubles. Are you sure about that?
Positive.
Okay.
You not pass go, you not collect money.
Fuck.
So I did manage to bypass both your blue territories, though, which is nice. And next time, I'll get out of jail free.
That's true. All right. Thimble's turn.
It's Thimble's turn.
6. Hi, Jacob. Virginia.
You own that one.
I own that one.
You're fine.
Yeah. Virginia.
So while we're on your turn there, gonna make that
trade? Oh, okay, so...
Were you trading for the people at home?
Okay, so we're thinking about... I have Park Place, and Daniel has Boardwalk, and so
yep.
he needs Park Place in order to own a monopoly on that. But he also has a blue of mine.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? How about I give you the fourth railroad for that?
No!
Sorry, man. That's not...
That's not enough? Okay.
Don't give him the fourth railroad?
I want... All right. If I can get Park Place and that fourth railroad, I'll give you this. For
well,
sure.
No, that's not
what are you giving
that's
him?
That's not enough.
Giving him
No. I'm we're working on a deal here, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'll give you this for sure.
Okay.
Giving him what for sure?
He's gonna give me
Avenue.
Connecticut Avenue, which I need.
Which
for
will
the
give
light
him a monopoly.
Moves. How much money?
And how about $400?
It would honestly you'd probably have to give me all of your money in order for that to happen, because I'm giving you two monopolies. I'm giving you two monopolies, and you're giving me one monopoly. And money. And yes, I need money, but...
Okay.
I would, at this point, you need a monopoly.
I do.
So, if I'm getting rid of Park Place, you're going to have to give me the blue and $300.
I can do that.
$400.
I think we just agreed on $300.
No, we don't have to. I didn't give you anything.
I can give you $400.
Okay.
So what trade has happened here, guys?
Okay, so I just traded Park Place, which is the second dark blue property, for $400, and Connecticut, which gives me a monopoly on light blue and Daniel a monopoly on dark blue.
By the way, that was my original bargain, by the way.
Was it really?
Oh, no. And the fuck.
Yeah,
the
no, it wasn't. Yeah, I was going to say, you'd have to give me all your money for the
damn
all
it,
the
railroads. That was dumb. Okay.
This board is looking dangerous now.
Well, no, I think the game's going to go extremely quick now. I think somebody's going to get knocked out in a matter of time. So it is now Daniel's turn to roll. Yeah. He is about to go through my blues and my pinks.
Six.
I own that. $10. He landed on St. Charles Place, which I own for $10.
Remember, rent is doubled if you own all the color.
Oh, okay. I don't own all the
color. Oh, you don't. Nope. You're right.
That cool. Is good to know, though.
And it was a double.
It's three. Uh-oh.
Who has Virginia?
I have Virginia.
What's that?
$12. So Daniel just hit both of my pink ones. Yes. Oh, shit, I can't. Make change out of that, please. Do a 10, a 5, and 5 ones. And give me 12 and give him the rest.
I'll give it to you and you can split it yourself.
That's fine.
And pass.
Okay. You are the banker, dickhead.
And I give you the money and you share it with the people as you see fit.
Okay, so that means I can keep it all? I'm just kidding, I would never do that to you, Daniel. Or would I?
Uh-huh.
I would never hurt Daniel intentionally. Alright, let's do this, okay? Oh, wait, get out a jail free card.
Okay, paying so, Jacob's using his get a jail free card.
Now I'm rolling. Movie 7, please.
Community chest. You have...
See what happens.
Has successfully avoided doing anything of consequence. He's going back to jail.
No, I'm... Pay hospital fees of $100.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
This is not good.
Jacob is slowly running. Actually, he is so low on money, I see a 50,
well,
and that's
it. I mean, if you didn't oppose universal health care, maybe you wouldn't have to pay that.
Oh, capitalism.
All right, so now Daniel and I are sharing a tile here. Thimble and Racegar together. Thimble's turn, though.
I'm ready.
10. That's mine.
Illinois Avenue.
I landed on my own. Daniel rolled an 8. Race card goes zoom.
Chance!
Advance to go. Collect $200.
Ugh. Why you?
Because me.
Why you? This is brutally unfair. Much
Jacob's
like life. All right.
Jacob's just mad because he's losing.
I'm losing pretty badly at this point, I think. Somebody start landing on some yellow shit. Movie 9, please. And I own it. I am safe. Yellow territory is Jacob territory.
You still have done shit, except for the trade.
Yep.
So it's whoever has the most money at the end of the game.
It's whoever's the last one standing. Everyone else has to go bankrupt.
Oh, gotcha.
Everyone else goes bankrupt.
Gotcha, okay. I rolled a 6.
And it's doubles.
Yes!
Tyler's back in jail!
That is the fourth time I've been in jail.
Oh, God.
This is absurd.
This is the best thing.
This is so absurd.
This is so worth it. I'm so happy.
10, please.
I'm just visiting jail.
Yeah, you get the roll again, though.
Hey, Tyler. Mine.
Hi. Thimble says hi. Thimble apparently... fucking...
The biggest criminal on the board.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. $14.
$70. Excuse me? One more double though from Daniel when he goes to jail.
Money.
Don't violate your parole like I did.
I'm waiting for this money. I'm waiting hard for it.
Remember, there is $30 at stake here.
$30 whole dollars.
American currency, guys.
Oh, so close.
And that's me. You landed on my $18 property. Guys, I can smell it. I'm back in the money.
And then he's gonna roll a 4 here and go directly to jail and be with me forever.
And be with you. And be with me where he belongs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you hear that? Where he belongs.
Ah, shit. I feel like I've only passed go like twice in this game. Which I think I have.
Probably. You suck.
Hey. Poor life choices. That's all.
Yeah, you like hanging out with that weird guy in jail.
Yeah. When can I buy property? Like, I'm sorry, when can I buy houses?
On your turn.
On my turn. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Keep that in mind.
Well, they're expensive.
Oh, yeah, I know.
By the way, guys, Banker says you're almost out of ones. So if you have a lot of ones, we can start trading them soon.
Let me see if I've got some that I can trade in. No, I don't. I have 4.
I have quite a few. I'll trade them in. Okay, here we go, guys. Ready? Ready to see what I do next? Is anyone ready?
Jacob's ready.
Are we all ready?
3. Waterworks. Fuck yeah. Nope.
Marvin Gardens. Which I own.
What? Dicks. Okay. I miscounted. Oh, here's $50 to get me out of jail.
Oh, Tyler. You and your criminal activities.
I know. Such a swashbuckler. 11.
Oh, that's me. Kentucky Avenue, $18, please.
Can you give me $3?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, $2?
Yes.
You said 18, right?
Yeah. Oof. Waterworks.
Oh, fuck yeah. What'd you roll?
7.
7 times 4 is 28. I own the Waterworks, and again, if you land on Waterworks, you have to pay 4 times whatever you rolled to get on it. He rolled 7 times 4, 28. I can do math. It's awesome.
Do you want really good? Awesome. Math.
Everything?
Give me $2.
Okay.
Math is excellent. I don't know if you knew this.
Math is excellent. I'm reading a physics book right now that is blowing my mind. It's awesome.
Wayne. Nerd.
Teaching me about math.
Nerdo. Nerd. Stinky nerd. Yeah. Whose turn is it?
Yours.
My turn. The hat's back, guys. The hat's back. What's available, by the way, in terms of properties?
The 2 brown ones, the 2 green ones, and a red one in the electric company. 9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Luxury tax of $100. That's most of my money.
Jacob is running out of money.
Let's see. It's 50, 80, and 100.
Oh, my God.
I made it, but it's close.
I'm going to pay 100. It's my turn, so on my turn I can buy houses for my property. I'm going to pay $150 for 3 houses apiece, and I'm going to put 1 on each one of these on my blue Monopoly here.
Wait, how much?
The houses are 50 apiece.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I'm putting 1 on each.
Cool. So
that value is up now.
Yeah, Tyler's
first on the board with houses.
First on the board with houses. This is very bad. I think I may be out of this game soon.
10. Oh my fucking God.
Are you in jail?
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Barely. He passed it barely.
I can buy this.
Pacific Avenue?
$300. Ugh, this would not be a good choice. This would be a bad life choice. Hey. Daniel, how much money do you have?
Enough to buy that.
Fuck.
Auction it. I can buy it.
Daniel has a green already.
Buy it flat out. Don't let Daniel get it. Don't let him get it. Shit. It's very bad.
That would get rid of all of my money.
Do it.
Yeah. Is that worth it to you? Because I think I feel like you want to buy more houses in the future.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something you want to try and
do. I want to put it for auction.
All right, I guess you start.
$1.
How much is it worth? $50.
I'm not bidding anything. This is all you guys.
$250.
$251.
$270.
$271.
$300.
Do you have $300?
Maybe.
If he doesn't have $300, can he bid $300?
No.
Do you have $300?
He does.
I do.
$301.
Take it.
Can't believe we haven't got that.
If I land on his fucking blue shit, then I'm done. I'm sunk. So I gotta keep that money just in case.
You're the one who gave him the blue shit.
I know I did, but I didn't think that I was not gonna go past go. I was gonna miss go 7 times.
No, I'm not gonna hand you a die. You don't deserve civility. You don't deserve it.
Oh, can I get the property?
Oh, yeah, you can. Which one is it, Pacific?
Yeah. 9? Could you move?
No.
Okay. He owns it.
He does indeed own it.
I own that.
It's Jacob's turn.
Before you do anything, I'm gonna do something. I'm going to
You need to trade in some of your ones.
I did already.
Oh, okay. Do we need more ones, or are we okay on ones? Actually, I can't trade any anyway.
I could if we need more ones.
Well, I want to do. I can't do anymore. So I'm just going to roll. It's 5.
Oh,
$200. Well, I'm going to take 140 and just take Baltic Avenue.
Okay.
Haha, I now own some spots in Browntown.
Browntown.
Hey, well, it's still my turn.
It's still my turn.
I'm going to spend some money. I'm going to spend $150. Give me a house.
Is it just one house?
Just one house. And since enough people have hit it, I'm going to build on Ventnor. And then... 40...
What are we trying to do?
I think about mortgaging some stuff to try to build more houses.
Oh, gotcha.
But I'm not going to. I'll have to mortgage most of my stuff and get all my money and build another house from the yellow property.
So Jacob has bought a single house and put it on Ventnor Avenue. And he has actually basically gotten rid of all of the money he just made off his go. Yep.
This is an important rule to know. I can build one house like that on Ventnor Avenue. I cannot build a second house in Ventnor until I've built at least one house in the other two properties.
Oh, yeah. That is an interesting. Yeah. That is interesting. That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
That keeps it a little fair. Thimble's turn.
5.
Chance.
Oh, goodness.
Dodging all of Daniel's stuff like landmines.
Bank pays you dividend of $50.
That's not a bad card at all.
No, I love it. It's much better than Park Place and fucking Boardwalk. That's 8.
So 8. Could I move?
Yes.
8.
Reading Railroad.
God damn it. Fuck you guys.
Hey, I own that.
Nobody's going to land on my houses. Jacob,
there you go.
Thank you, sir.
Jacob
there's a very strong chance I would land your houses and go broke and lose this game.
Yes, okay, we'll do it. That's what I want you to roll.
Drum roll, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Roll 6.
9, right past your shit.
9.
Oh, and the electric company is available, but I don't think you have enough money.
How much is 150?
Yeah, it's 150.
Let's see, 20, 40... 50, 55, 60.
You don't have enough.
All right, I'm going to put up for auction then. I'm going to bid 20.
I'm going to bid 150.
I don't care. Or wait, does that give you special powers if you get it?
No, it just means I own both of them.
Okay, so there's no...
Oh, wait, no. If I own both of them, rent is 10 times the amount shown on the dice. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Ah.
So don't let him get it, Daniel.
$151.
$200.
$201.
$210.
$211.
$250.
So serious.
$251.
$260.
God damn it, you two.
Seriously, damn.
$260 for the electric company?
Man, all I was going to do was trade it back to you for the railroad. 261.
All right, take it.
Hope this breaks you.
There you go. Yeah, two. Yeah, just break that up.
So Daniel just bought the electric company for $261. It was worth $150.
Sure. Hey, Tyler, you want an electric company for a railroad?
It's on my turn. Shit. Do I give Daniel all four railroads?
If you do...
I will say, well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Is if I give Daniel all four railroads, yes, it sucks. However, I have both of mm-hmm. mine, and mine are technically worth more.
Yours are worth more.
But there's only two of them on the board.
I know.
There's less of them on the board, but they pay out more.
Not right now.
Maybe if you give Daniel a railroad, I will break your legs.
Not right now. Thimble's turn.
I'll break your legs and give me all the railroads. I swear to God.
Fuck you! God damn it!
He landed on Boardwalk. Oh. How much you owe? Remember, it's double, Daniel.
So you owe me 100.
God damn it.
That really sucks.
Yeah, that was the only number I didn't want to fucking roll.
It didn't even pass go either.
I know.
It's hey, want an electric company for a railroad?
Give me my money back.
No.
Okay. Not interested then.
Six. St. Charles Place.
$10.
Chump change.
It's fucking $1 million to you right now.
Pretty much. Look, when you guys hit Ventnor Avenue pretty soon.
That's single Ventnor Avenue.
I think it's some really good money.
Yeah, $10. Oh. Is it all? Why did you just give me all ones?
Because I didn't want those ones.
You fucking asshole.
Give me the ones, I'll trade them in for something else.
Hold on. You gave me too much money. Hold on a second.
Sorry. Yeah, I lost count while we were laughing.
Give me 10. Give me just the 10. Jesus Christ.
There were a lot of fucking them. I didn't remember them anymore.
You claimed you didn't have any ones when I was trading in ones earlier, and you just gave him 10 ones.
He's lying in Monopoly. Doesn't even help you in Monopoly.
How? When was I lying? I wasn't lying.
Move me six, please. I wasn't paying
attention. There's a difference.
Daniel owns that, I think.
How much do I owe you?
14.
Jacob landed on Tennessee Avenue, which is owned by Daniel.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Daniel $14.
There are now only three properties left. Indiana Avenue, Pennsylvania Avenue, and Mediterranean Avenue.
I hope you're happy. This is like a third of my money.
At least I can pass go this turn.
Jesus. You just roll zero somehow. 12.
Which is my own property. I landed on St. Charles Place. I get to go again.
200. Roll two more doubles. You can do it. I trust you. I believe in you.
I'm actually okay with another 12. Or an 11. 3. That's my own. Virginia.
Virginia Avenue. Avenue.
Hey, Tyler. You want an electric company for a railroad?
Not yet. 4.
4.
Oh, another one railroad.
Oh no.
Daniel gets to go again. 9.
Illinois Avenue.
Tyler owns that. That is $20, please. Thimble owns it. Thimble's getting 20.
Thimble's got it.
Thimble's getting 20. Thimble's getting paid.
Thimble gotten good.
Thimble got you good.
Alright, move me 9, please.
I think it's your own property.
Ventnor! I land on Ventnor! I owe myself money!
You have not done anything except for buy a house, and that's it! That's all you've done! How are you still in this game?
I'm barely in this game! I think I have like $50 left!
Oh shit. Thimble's turn.
I'm sorry, I have $70 left.
I owe you money, I think.
Oh, where'd you land?
God damn it, why did I tell you?
Because you're being fair. Say the place? It's only $14. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, that's like his yearly salary.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. 3. That's mine. I landed on New York Avenue, which I own.
All right, so I guess how do you feel Monopoly now, Tyler?
It's still really long. It's still going a bit longer. Yay! Race cars in jail. Race cars in jail. It's still a bit longer than I'd hope, but I have a feeling though it's gonna start going really fast soon.
I'm dead soon.
Or it's gonna get to the point where Daniel and I are just stalemated.
Yeah, my way to look at this, if we start getting too bored, we can call it quits.
Yeah.
Oh god, I just dodged a bunch of Daniel landmines.
He looks confused. I think he's going to owe a bunch of money and he can't afford it.
Make general repairs on all of your property. For each house, pay $25.
$25!
It's like half of my money. I pay for my one house.
I want Jacob to roll a 3 next time. And be tapped out.
I'm so sad. I'm going to lose this game.
So, how are your feelings about Monopoly right now, Jacob?
Yeah, do you still like Monopoly, Jacob?
I think Monopoly's a great hangout game. I'm enjoying hanging out with you too.
I think you're right.
It's a bad game. It's a great social lubricant. The tires go to jail?
Yes.
I have passed go twice in this game.
So, alright. So it's my turn. Yes. This is the first time I've been in jail this entire time.
You pay 50 bucks and go immediately, or you can try rolling your dice and if you get doubles, you get out for free.
Or you can have a get out of jail free card.
I'm going to pay 50 bucks and get out immediately.
See, like that's the best way to go. Unless you have no money, in which case you don't have a choice. 11. Kentucky.
Kentucky's mine. $18, please. Down here in Kentucky, we make our bourbon with horses.
Is it weird that every single time anybody says Kentucky now, I think of Pensatucky from Orange is the New Black.
I haven't watched Orange is the New Black.
She's a character, and she's ridiculous. She's like this backwoods hillbilly named Pensatucky. And I don't know if that's because she's from, like, the... I don't know, like, I don't understand why it's Pensatucky. I'm sure it was explained at some point. Comment and tell me why she's named Pensatucky, if you've seen the show. Ah, it's Jacob's turn.
Interaction. Social media.
Social. Uh-oh. Tyler's almost knocked over the entire board with his foolishness. You're not drunk.
No, I'm not.
You haven't had a single drink.
Thimble is not drunk. 9.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That Shit. Sucks. How much road money do I owe you, Daniel?
$100.
$100.
Well, it's half my go money. And while it's still my turn, I'm going to do some shit.
He's going to mortgage his property.
No, I'm not. I'm going to build some houses. I'm going to go all in. 120. 130, 140, 150. Can I have a house, please?
Yep. One house.
On Marvin Gardens. Now let's see if we can do anything else in my turn before it all goes completely to hell. So I need 150 to build one more house. I have like $2 in my hand.
I will give you 50 bucks. How much money do you have in your hand? How much money do you need?
What do you want?
I'm willing to give you $100 for States Avenue.
$300.
No, that doesn't make any sense for me.
$150.
$120.
I need $150. I'm gonna build a house.
Not Stand worth it for me.
Yeah.
Not yet. Maybe in a couple turns. Not right now, because I haven't passed. I need to pass go.
Passing go doesn't help all the time.
It will soon. Because I own this shit.
Your blue shit.
My blue shit.
Thimble's gonna thim.
Thimble's gonna thim. Oh shit, hold on, I have to pay 50 bucks to get out. There's 50 bucks, and I rolled a 2, and I'm on the electric company. Fuck. So I owe you $6, $8.
4 times the amount shown on the bet. Yeah,
$2. $2. Do you have $2?
I don't have $2.
Give me 5 and 5 ones. Please, Baker, man. See, this is the point in Monopoly Banker where I'm starting to get like, it's fun for a while, and then it's always kind of like, there's a slow period.
A slow period?
Yeah.
A slope period?
You gave me one extra dollar.
Okay.
I am so honest.
So honest. Look at you.
Then why are you in jail so often?
I don't know. I need to go again. So I roll doubles.
Oh, that's me. $18 for Kentucky Avenue, please. Or you can just give me 150.
Give me $2 back. You sack of shit.
Tell her, Major, you're a garbage human being and I hate you.
I love me. Alright, it is now Daniel's turn.
It's my turn.
$8. Yes! Oh, Marvin wow. Garden for the house!
It's actually paying out.
$120.
Really?
Yes. Wow. It's worth it! It's worth it, man, people!
That was awesome.
I love Monopoly! Don't play with me. Give me
the
money.
This is the most money Jacob's had in about 10 turns.
Yes, it really is. Holy shit, guys.
He feels rich. Now it's going to suck.
He does
suck.
Feel really good
it's,
right now.
It's going to suck when he rolls like a 3 or a 4 here.
Yeah, and has to pay
yep.
Tyler all my
a
money.
A lot of money. A lot of money.
All right, here we go. You guys ready? Move me 8, please. Oh, I own State Avenue. I dodged all of Tyler's properties. Look at that, guys. Look how good a Monopoly I am.
Yeah, dickhead.
You monopled very well there.
Oh, Tyler's light blue row is starting to look
yep,
truly
I have
scary.
I now have two houses on each of my light blue rows. Alright. Give me something good.
11.
I think that means I am on Pacific.
Nope, you're in North Carolina.
North Carolina, which is open. No, it's not.
No, it's not. $26.
$26 to Daniel.
Oh, man, Monopoly, guys. Right? Right, Monopoly?
Oh, my good God. What is it, $26?
Yes.
How are you feeling, Daniel?
I'm feeling all right.
Here you go.
Did you're winning this game, right?
I don't know that I am.
I'm doing pretty well.
And Daniel has landed
5 for 5.
Daniel has landed on luxury tax, means he must randomly give 100 bucks away for no apparent goddamn reason.
Oh, so Daniel's looking pretty slim on the cash here.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not. I don't think I'm winning at the moment.
Daniel's looking pretty fat stacked on his properties, though.
Just wait until you land on one of mine.
All right.
Let's see. He's about to land on one of mine.
Watch my magical dice. You guys ready? 12, please. God damn it.
$25.
Oh, it's your railroad.
Yeah, it's my railroad.
Oh, that could have been so much worse. Okay, but Walt's my turn. Take this.
And you got doubles, so you get to go again, too.
You get to go to the waterworks.
In that case, I'm not going to spend any money yet. All right, let's see. 9. Pennsylvania owned. That's the last one left.
That's the last, green one. You should probably buy it because Daniel will have another Monopoly.
I will have 2 Monopolies.
Actually, he can't really
buy it.
So yeah. I mean, he won't be.
I'm
gonna
auction it for $1.
$2.
$70.
$80.
Okay. Yeah, that's too rich for me.
$100.
$120.
$150.
$200.
$220.
$250.
Cheers.
Okay. Mortgaging.
Oh, God.
$110. $180.
I love that it's not worth mortgaging Baltic at all. Because it's just not worth enough money.
Well, that's like a good 20 back then, okay.
So Jacob just mortgaged 3 of his properties in order to pay for Pennsylvania Avenue, which I'm not sure if that was a good decision or a bad decision.
It keeps it out of Daniel's hands, which is all that matters.
I could have bought it straight up, but I decided not to.
Yeah, Tyler has the most money right now, and the most houses.
Yep.
Look, other people playing this game, I'd most likely want to see me win, but I want to see Daniel win the least.
I feel like that
fuck
one's kind of...
Hell. Is it
100
That's 100,
yeah.
100 bucks for landing on Daniel's boardwalk. Way to refill his coffers, you dipshit.
Just wait until you guys start landing on my shit here. It's going to happen.
Hey, is it? Hey, Tyler, you want an electric company for a railroad?
No. I'm good right now. Thank you.
5.
Baltic, you.
Oh, $4.
$4.
All right.
Four whole dollars.
It is now Jacob's turn.
You should give me a dollar back.
Ugh.
I might actually pass
this time. $200, please.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Big Man, pass and go.
I did that.
So, have we decided what Mr. Monopoly's actual name is? Is it Moneybags?
No, yeah, I think actually he has an actual name.
Yeah.
I think it is like something Moneybags.
Because everybody's either it's Mr. Monopoly or Mr. Moneybags or something. Six with the doubles.
And I've barely passed the Daniel landmine. All right, but I roll doubles, so I'm gonna roll again.
And you're gonna roll like a six or a seven here.
Seven.
Yeah.
Six, seven.
Damn! I miscounted!
I went right past Tyler's thing.
Damn it.
So we like go forward two spaces.
Speeding fine, $15, which is actually a lot of money for me. Alright, let me do this. My turn's not over yet. I'm gonna do one more thing. Well, it's still my turn.
He's gonna build so many houses.
Let's see. See what I can do with my.
They're expensive on the yellows, though, man.
Yeah, but they pay off like crazy.
If anybody lands on them.
And so far. People have.
One person has.
Give me a house, please.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have to put it on all Atlantic.
And, uh-oh.
I see what he's doing.
One more, please.
He's hoping that he doesn't roll a two right now. Because if he rolls a two, he's going to have to mortgage off his fucking housing properties in order to pay me.
Well, my turn's over, so you do your thing, Tyler.
Okay. Eight. Chance. And I get $200. Yeah. Chance. Advance to the nearest railroad. If unowned, you may buy it from the bank. If owned, oh my fucking god. If owned, pay owner twice the rental to which they are otherwise entitled. $200.
So $200, please.
That's all of your go money.
I hate Monopoly. Six.
It's mortgage.
Damn it.
It's mortgage.
Oh, it's mortgage. Yes. I landed on Kentucky Avenue, which Jacob has mortgaged in order to pay for something else.
Cool. Oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and roll.
Look, when you're in town up here, it starts paying out. I can.
Yeah, that's true.
One, two, three. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You get
Vermont.
That money back.
And so I get triple, or is it with two houses, 90. So you owe me $90.
Okay.
Well, look at that.
It's starting to pay out.
If you land at Marvin Gardens, guys, you owe me a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
Like, all of your money.
Probably.
Like, break you money.
Probably.
How much money?
$360.
Good lord.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's gonna be nasty.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold on to my money for right now.
Okay, it is now,
Tyler's advancing toward Urinetown, so let's see if... But yeah. First, I gotta escape this nightmare. Move me six, please. Look, I own State Avenue.
You have literally done nothing except mortgage your shit off and build houses this entire game. All right. Thimble's turn. Thimble's probably going to die here.
Please, please, please get my yellow turf. Please.
Eight.
Damn it. Yes! Marvin Gardens! Two houses, $360. This is the best game of my life. I feel the tears coming.
It's true. I can see them glistening.
You have to mortgage some shit, Tyler.
I know.
This is the best thing.
Mortgage New York and Illinois for $240. Sorry, $220.
Oh my gosh. God. Listeners at home, it's true that miracles happen.
He's about to cry because he's about to beat me in a board game. Think about how sad that is. Think about the saddest point in your life.
He's happier right now than he will be, like, when he gets married.
Yeah.
When his firstborn child is put into his arms. Happier than he will be the next time he has sex.
Yeah. Yeah. $360.
Wait a minute. Did I not roll doubles?
Did you not?
I rolled an 8.
I thought you didn't roll.
It may have not been.
You didn't roll doubles.
Okay. Okay. No, that's okay. And Daniel landed on Electric Company.
Which I own.
You guys are fucking...
dodging your blue shit?
Dodging all of my shit. It's annoying.
Just move me 9, please. Chance.
Die.
Events in the nearest railroad, pay double.
Give me 50 bucks.
Oh, it's you. Okay. Oh, no, it's you. Oh, it's you. Good, I can deal with that.
I don't give a shit. Give me 50 bucks. Shut the fuck up and give me 50 bucks.
Here you go, young man. I love supporting charities.
Good God.
Oh.
Six. Oh, railroad.
That's $100.
That's a pretty significant portion of Tyler's money at this point.
Did I just give you 2 100s?
I think you only give me 1.
Okay.
You can give me 2 if you like.
I don't have 2. Why? Why are you guys hitting nothing but chance cards?
Advance to boardwalk. Okay.
God damn it. Skipping all the urine town.
Oh, and in that case, I'm actually going to invest some of this money. So here, you can take these.
$400.
Tyler, I would like a house on each of those properties there.
Boardwalk and Park.
Are they 200 a piece?
Yeah. Okay.
Which makes those places now nightmares.
Yep.
This hey, game, look, you guys are heading towards some nightmares.
This game's going to end fast.
All right. 5.
Go to jail.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'd rather be in jail than heading toward Boardwalk.
That's true.
And also, being in jail puts me past all Tata's things.
Yeah, God damn it.
So, I could...
This game has it in for me.
Aww. It's available. Mediterranean Avenue's available.
200 bucks, and then how much is it? 60 bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pay 60.
Might as well.
Yeah, give me 10 back.
We have one property left to buy, right?
Yeah, there's still Indiana Avenue.
7.
7.
There you go, Tyler.
Yes. How much is that going to be?
90 bucks.
Give him one of those.
Give him 10 back.
Okay.
I'll take that. All right.
Hey, Tyler, remember that time you had to pay me $360 for landing on Marvin Gardens?
Marvin Gardens.
Shut up.
Dory, I'll lose soon enough, Tyler.
Okay. I'm pretty close to losing.
I want to gloat in my moment.
I'm pretty close.
Oh, I got to pay 50 to get out.
Yeah, you do.
But you know what? I'm going to roll doubles. I have no reason to leave jail right now.
You are such a sack of shit.
No doubles.
You are the worst.
I'll just hang out.
You are the worst player in the world. I think it's bullshit that you can continue collecting money while you're in jail. Are you sure that it's not in the
100%.
Rules? That can't be fair that you can just sit in jail the whole time. I think you automatically get out after you try three times.
Three times, yep, three
okay,
times.
Okay,
yep.
Okay, so that makes sense. Okay.
If you listen closely, you can actually hear Tyler becoming completely unraveled.
Fuck. Electric Company.
Was it $12?
Yeah. 4 times the amount shown on the dice, so yeah.
Do you need a loan, Tyler?
Back.
Sorry?
8 back, please.
Do you need a loan?
If you have 8. No.
Tyler just gave me the middle finger like a child. Because that's what children do.
Wait a minute. Who's the child in this case?
You, because you're disrespecting your superior.
My superior? Daniel's turn.
It's my turn.
8. Daniel landed on Virginia Avenue, which I own. I need $12 from you, please.
Enjoy it.
While it lasts.
All right, give me those dice. All right. My destiny's... Oh, stay in jail. Stay in jail.
Yes!
Oh, no, I'm out of jail. Okay, I gotta go and roll now. Okay, move me 6.
I don't own that.
St. James Place?
I think you're...
Oh, I have that button mortgaged, so... Damn it.
You can't even pay yourself the money.
Nope. I'll keep this stuff mortgaged so I can
I'm gonna
be more
I don't really want to unmortgage any of those. Oh, okay. I'm not going to do anything except for roll.
Tennessee Avenue.
$14.
$14. I see some hundreds in Tyler's hands. I think he's doing okay.
I get to go again because I rolled doubles. And I'm about to go through the shit.
You mean the urine?
Seven. The urine.
Fuck. No, it's me! I own it.
You lucked out there.
So. Yes. I might get through. No, fuck you. I might get through the urine town. I'm excited about that. Nine for Daniel.
Indiana Avenue.
It's open. It's available.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
$220.
$220.
Wait, does anyone actually want that right now?
I think the only reds that we have are both mortgaged right now. So to be of any use for us, we would have to unmortgage our stuff. So.
Well, I guess it has to go up for auction, so I'll a dollar.
I'll bid $5.
I'll bid $100.
I'll bid $150.
I'm out. Fuck that.
Yeah. I'm out too.
Discount.
It's just something else he can mortgage off.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Getting himself into debt. Soon it's going to bite him in the ass. Oh, it's your turn.
Cool.
It's Jacob's turn.
Cool. Move me four, please. Free parking. Nothing happens.
Again.
Just so continuing
useless.
To do.
Roll you are number. So useless.
Roll a low number, Tyler. I beg of you.
Seven.
Aww.
Does anybody own that? Yeah, somebody owns that. Is
North
it,
Carolina.
Is it open?
$26.
Alrighty. Hey, I have exactly $26.
Hey, alright.
Alright. Daniel Stern.
Damn it.
Nine.
Right through my stuff. I was counting on that.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hi, race car.
Hey, Thimble.
Thimble's kind of sad right now.
Move me nine, please. Up to Waterworks.
Waterworks. Fuck yeah. Oh, shit. You owe me $36. Oh, wait a minute. We're off.
Oh. You're right.
God, I'm so nice. I need to not be nice in this game.
Oh, actually, why did I land in Marvin Gardens? Why did any of you guys land in Marvin Gardens?
All right.
It's terrible. So terrible.
Still my turn, though. Hold on. I might not be done yet. Give me 50 back. I'm gonna spend 150 for three more houses.
Jesus. Light blue town is becoming an even worse place to move through.
Tyler has now... Thimble has built three more houses, so Thimble now has three houses on all the light blue.
How much are they worth now, rent-wise?
Nasty. Into the 200 to 300 range. So it's basically...
Instant death.
Yeah, it's instant basically a yellow... It's Piss Town prices right now.
Piss Town prices.
All right. It's now Daniel's turn. Six.
Could you move the six?
Luxury tax, $100.
Ooh.
Jacob's I don't like turn. That at all.
Six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Railroad, how much are you?
100.
Hey.
That blows. Right back.
Nine.
Nothing for you.
That's fine. I'm just visiting jail who nobody's in jail, so I can't visit. Ten. Fuck yeah!
Alright.
Daniel just landed on Vermont Avenue, which has three houses. He owes me $270.
That's a lot of money.
You can give me change?
No, I cannot. So, give me,
give 100s.
Me, yeah, give me 5, 50, and 2 20s and a 10.
Bless your heart, Daniel.
You this one. Somebody's gonna get knocked out soon. It's gonna be nasty.
Alright, here we go.
11.
11.
Yes!
How much are you?
It's paying off finally. Knew it was bound to happen. 3 houses on Oriental, $270.
200. Oh, almost out of the game again, guys.
I have so much money right now. Back in the game. I still hate Monopoly, though.
All right, guys. Oh, here's what I think. We have seen a lot of Monopoly. We've had a miserable slash fun time.
I win.
I think we should declare Tyler the winner with the most money.
And the most houses.
Listeners at home, we are literally on 3% of battery. On a laptop doesn't have a charger.
I have 700, 800.
Yep, that's a lot of money.
Yep, I have about $900.
I have less than 100.
I have more than 100, but less than Tyler.
So guys, let's talk about Monopoly for a second. As a game, it's a drag.
It drags too long in the later game. I think at first it's fun. It has spurts of fun stuff. But in between all of that, there's not much going on. You're just moving around the board.
Yeah, it's a case where I liked hanging out with you guys. I liked making fun of it. But it got exhausting. Even with the official rules, it's exhausting.
Yeah, I really wanted you to be right. Because I do like the idea of Monopoly. My whole thing is just that every time I've ever played it, it drags on forever. And it just gets god-awful.
I loved this experience, though.
But yeah, and Jacob said it earlier in the episode, it's a good hangout game. It was fun to hang out with you guys. I did enjoy that. But yeah, it becomes a drag after a while. Because it won't end.
Yeah, there's no clear ending point, and it keeps going back and forth, back and forth, tug of war the whole time.
There's no clear victory. It's a problem.
And, I don't even feel like I really won.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where even if you do win, I don't know if you necessarily feel really great about it, because it's not like you outthought your opponent.
No, and I just got lucky because you guys just happened to land on both of my properties right at the end of the game.
Oh, and that's the problem with a lot of these kinds of chance games, where it's just...
And this is what I'm going to do with my 30 bucks. I'm going to put it towards a game that we can review on the podcast.
How's
that sound?
Cool.
I like that.
That's actually a really good idea. It's very, very generous of you.
Yep, I'm going to put it towards a game. And actually, I don't know what the game's going to be yet, so if anybody has any suggestions, leave it in the comments.
Actually, what I think it'll be is Tyler's mystery game.
Oh!
You show up with the game, we have to play it.
All right.
That works for me.
I like it.
And also, if you're looking for a good capitalist game, a game that gives you the highs of Monopoly but not the lows, and actually requires strategy and thought, Black Gold.
Oh yeah, oh, Black God, Gold. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Black Gold is
a great thematic game.
Yeah, it's a game of prospecting for oil in 1920s Texas. Every little truck, you have to drive out through the oil fields and try to find the best oil wells and outbid and outthink your opponents and manipulate the money in the oil companies. And it has all the great capitalism idea of making money hand over fist no matter what and hurting everybody. But it's actually a good strategy game. It actually has a lot going on underneath the hood.
Yeah, and I think actually in a similar way, Black Gold plays kind of like this, only without the board. It's like it's a lot of prospecting and going up and down, and sometimes you're completely out of the game, sometimes you're back into it immediately. I like the actual look of the game is great too.
Yes.
The little oil spouts and everything. Mm-hmm. It looks really great.
Black Gold, I think, maybe a little harder to find now because Fantasy Flight has reprinted it and rethemed it as Planet Steam, which is a sci-fi version of it, but very similar.
I know where you can get it online for really cheap, actually.
Well, you know, let our listeners know.
Yeah, there's a place called Miniature Market online, and they sometimes have a clearance section, and they have had, I think, 20 copies at $15, maybe.
That's a steal.
It's $15 or $20, and I think I'm going to go out and buy it because I have not been able to find it anywhere.
Black Gold's exceptional.
Yeah, it's a really fun game. We played it wrong, technically, the first time we played it, but it was still really fun.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, like next time it's going to be even better because we're going to play it correctly. So.
But. All right, well, I don't know you guys. I am Monopoly out.
Yes.
My humor has been sucked from me.
Yes.
Yeah, I am a husk. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us relearn that Monopoly is not a very good game.
But it was fun, though. It was a good experience.
All of the enthusiasm has just been sucked out from this room.
Much like what capitalism does to real people.
In that it served its satiric point.
Yes.
Anyway, so once again, from oneofus.net, I'm Jacob Hall. You can find me on Twitter, at Jacob S. Hall.
I'm Tyler. You can find me at Tyler Major on Twitter. M-A-G-E-R is the last name.
And I'm Daniel Kalbacher. You can find me at A Supersonic Man on Twitter.
And come back next week for another episode of the Diecast.
Woo! Bye-bye.
And fuck Monopoly.